Hey, this is Leo Cologne.
And this is Rebecca Cologne.
This is a Parents Initiative podcast, and we want to thank you for joining us.
We hope that this could be used as a tool that will create an awareness in you as parents to take the initiative in becoming and being the parents that God has called you to be.
For us, it's not about being the perfect parent, but it's about each day making progress, each day moving forward and becoming a better version of yourself.
So you can give others the best version of you as a spouse, parent, family member, and friend.
Welcome to the 43rd episode of the Parents Initiative podcast. This is your host, Leo Cologne, and I have my co-host with us, Rebecca.
Hey, 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 everyone.
So we first want to start off this episode like we do every time, just congratulate you for taking the time to hop on here and listen to this, and just showing that parenting is a priority to you and you want to do what you can to become a better parent, and I congratulate you on that. So what we're going to do this episode is we are going to hit on something that happened in the Cologne household this past week. Now, for those of you that are listening, or maybe you're not listening at this current time that we are in, obviously we're dealing with this pandemic, the virus, and we are being, forced. we're pretty much being forced to homeschool our kids. Yeah. And it would be safe to say that neither nor Rebecca and I are homeschool parents.
Getting into it.
We're getting used to it, but we were not
previously.
Yes. Learning. We are learning how to navigate something that we were forced to do. So our kids are home 6 weeks early.
Yeah. So normally, you know, if you don't know this about us, we work from home. And we get that privilege to be able to do that. And we are so excited about that. So summer, like Leo said, came early for us. So learning to get back and get in that structure with kids being home is finding a new normal.
Yeah. So instead of, 8 weeks, we are 14 weeks for summer this year. But they do have a system provided for them. So that's besides the point. So let's get into what's going on here. This past week, our daughter, our 8-year-old daughter, Marcella, had a breakdown, like just a straight up breakdown. So it first began on Wednesday. Wednesday, she was upset, crying. She came into my room, and I was working on some stuff. And I didn't have the heart for it to deal with it at the moment. So I had a very bad parenting moment, and I said, just go do your work. And I just let it be. Okay, so then Thursday comes around again, and this time she had another meltdown, like really bad, and I knew that I had to handle it the right way because I felt bad about the way that I handled it on Wednesday. So me and Rebecca, we were in the middle of doing something, talking, I don't know exactly what, and then she comes in the living room just crying, upset, and then I go to our bedroom, and I sit down and talk to her, and I have her sit down, and we just look at each other, and I said, look, we are having to deal with something that we both really don't want. You know, I know you want to be in school. I know you want to be around your friends. I know you will be good in that environment. You know, we're all having to navigate this and deal with this. So you're just going to have to be patient. You're just going to have to work through this. And so we had that talk, felt like everything was cool. She walked away feeling better. I felt like I was, you know, I did the right thing as a parent. I listened to her. I let her voice what she was going through, what she was dealing with, kind of helped her, you know, just deal with that, navigate that. And I thought it was good. So the next morning, on Friday morning, she has a huge test to take. Go ahead.
And before she takes this test, she has to take some assessments in what she did. And I walk away to give her a few minutes to get started.
And she did well on the assessments.
She did actually 100 and like almost 90 on the other one. So she did really good on her assessments. She took her time. She answered well. And then I'm not gone away from the room maybe 5 minutes. And she finished the test and did not do so well. And I wasn't gone long enough for her to even probably finish the first question, really, because I looked at it and I read it myself and I had to think about it for a minute. And so I knew it's one of the things that we have been discussing this entire school year is taking your time, not rushing, taking your time reading instructions, thinking about it. Don't be hasty in your answers, especially on a test. And so this is a repeat conversation that we've had since August.
Yeah, Marcella's more like Rebecca, you know, when it comes to school. And then you have Zane. He's more like me when it comes to the, structure part of things. And you leave him alone, he'll do it. And he's just pretty good about it. And they're just different. And when you have two different kids, they're not two separate kids, they're not going to be the same. One's going to be stronger in one area, one's going to be different in the other area. So, it's just when it comes to Marcella, it just takes a little bit more time and more attention.
Right. Just like Leo and I, he's gifted in some areas and I'm gifted in other areas that he's not. And so that's the way, we all are. We all have our strong suits and we all have our areas that we require more work at. And so I love that through this process, in that moment, we were able to kind of work through some things. And we got really creative and...
Because Rebecca comes after she fails this test.
I'm upset.
Rebecca's pretty upset.
Yeah.
Like tears in her eyes, upset, like she doesn't know what to do. And she comes in the bedroom, obviously, and you can see she's really upset. I kind of overheard the conversation in the bedroom. And I said, look, it's time to do something.
One of the biggest reasons, and I've been thinking about it a lot this week, is the reason why I got so upset is because I didn't make it about her. I made it about me.
Yeah.
Because I recognized that I was extremely upset because I was feeling like a failure as a mama.
Yeah.
I really was. I made it about me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, she's going to fail third grade because of me. But that's not the truth. She's doing great. That's just one assessment, but I made it about myself in that moment. And I went and I had a conversation with Leo privately, and I am blubbering and I'm crying and upset. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? Blah, blah, blah. But as I collected myself, as my husband so calmly helps me do.
I don't know if I was necessarily as calm in that moment, because I was like, and this is the whole point. Listen, we showed grace and grace and grace and grace, because there are several steps that led up to this that we knew we needed to do something. Like, this was enough, because she has a tendency to want to get things done and play. She wants to play outside. She wants to get on her iPad. She wants to, watch TV. She wants to
live outside.
She wants to live outside, like constantly every 30 minutes. She's going in and out, in and out, in and out. She'll do something for me. She just loves to be active, and it's hard for her to stay still. And it's kind of hard. I guess it's kind of hard for her to comprehend that, because in school, it's like, you don't get out of your seat. But here you have a little bit more freedom. So I was like, look, we need to do something. So we've shown grace. And I was like, now it's time to do something. So this is what we did. We kind of collected ourselves and we said, look, you're grounded.
And mind you, we actually didn't tell her these things until she was finished with all of her assignments for the day, because one, we didn't want to hinder any of her work. So sometimes you need to maybe pick a great time to have a conversation. And the reason why I say that is because in the heat of the moment, sometimes that's not the great time to deliver.
Yeah.
To deliver a punishment, because you might be punishing and not even giving you thought of how it's going to work out or whatever. So sometimes it takes, and obviously then she still had the rest of her entire day's work of schoolwork to do, and we wanted her to do well at it.
Yeah.
Without that being on her mind.
I'm glad you said that, because I was like, let her finish her stuff, because I know what's going to happen. We get her to ground and she'll lose it. She won't be able to finish her schoolwork.
Yeah.
So we let her have her day, finish her schoolwork. Then we sat her down and was like, look, this is what's going to happen, because you're not paying attention. You're not taking your time. You're not doing well. You are going to be grounded, and you're going to have to write sentences. How many sentences does she write?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, she wrote 100 sentences a day. I will take my time.
Mm-hmm.
Then
we gave her, we took her away from her iPad, and we told her she has to be in her room. She could only play in her room.
And then she could not go outside. Now, all the other things she was kind of okay with. When I told her she could not go outside, for 3 days, you would have thought that she I was going to kill her. I mean, literally, it was taking the one most valuable thing from her. And so the reason why I'm telling you this is because the punishment sometimes needs to be tailored to the person.
Yep.
To where it can be effective.
Yeah, because there's some that are just temporary and it won't be as effective. But right.
And you know, we've discussed, you know, spankings and different things like that. And that is appropriate and sometimes. And sometimes it's ineffective.
Yep.
And so you've got to be creative. You have to know your child. You have to be paying attention. And so that has been an eye-opening. Now, you know, that was hard for her to stay in her room. You would say, like, well, that would be like a vacation. I could stay in my room all day.
Not for her.
Nope. And people were like, really? You're going to let her play with her toys? You know what? She got creative, but she got really bored.
Really bored real quick.
And she's a person who loves to be social.
Yeah.
Like, she wants a hug every 5 minutes, and she
so it was a stressful 36 hours because what I decided to do, look, you know, she did so well Saturday. I mean, she was pretty much grounded the rest of the day, Friday and Saturday. And I looked at Rebecca Saturday and I was like, look, I think, you know, what we need to do is kind of just show after some church. Grace.
Yep.
After church, show some grace and say, look, you know, you could get out of your room now, but you're still not going outside. You're still not going to get on your iPad.
Right.
You're not.
She still wrote her sentences.
And we had a conversation with her Sunday morning and kind of broke my heart.
That's today, baby.
Today. Well, I want to make sure our audience knows what they were referring to.
Yes.
So it's Sunday morning. I have a talk with her, which is today for us. And I said, look, you're not going to be grounded as much anymore. We're going to lift some ground. You know, we're going to lift some things off of you. And I reminded her, I said, why did you get in trouble? And this is what she said, because I didn't get an A. And she's like almost cried. And I said, no. I said, that's not the point. The grade is not important. It's the point that you're not taking your time and you're not doing your work like you should. You know, because I wanted to emphasize the fact that, hey, this is why you got in trouble.
Right.
It's not because you didn't get an A. You know, I told her, I said, I don't care if you get a C or a B or an A, as long as you give your best. Now, a D and an F is unacceptable because I know you are better than that.
Mm.
And when I said, I know you are better than that, then she almost cried.
Yeah.
She almost cried because I showed that I had confidence in her and faith in her and I loved her and I cared for her.
She is a very sharp young woman.
Yeah, she's very energetic. She loves people, very sweet. And when it comes to school, she does have her struggle and we show that grace.
Mm-hmm.
We show that compassion in that area because, you know, We don't expect her to be perfect all the time, but we do expect her to put forth the effort.
Because I know what she's capable of. Like when she started third grade, when we had her first conversation and she began to apply herself. Do you know when they did their eval a couple of months later, she was the one who had grown the most and who had the highest scores. Why? Because she actually applied herself because she's extremely smart. And she has the skills to do it. She just has to do like me, is recognize she needs to slow herself mind down and take her time.
Yeah.
I have to do the same thing, you know, and it's just learning your ways of learning and growing, and that way you can sharpen your skills.
So it's important, you know, as you're navigating any kind of stressful situation that you factor in that your kids are also dealing with it somehow. You will obviously deal with it differently at times.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to show some grace, but then also you don't need to let your kids take advantage of that grace, because there are times that you're going to have to show tough love.
Yeah.
And it's the same way with our Father in heaven. He is very loving, very gracious, but then there are moments that he shows us some tough love.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you put yourself in a situation, you're going to have to suffer the consequences. I've protected you time and time and time again. And I'm sure those of you that are listening, you could think about moments that you were shown so much grace time and time and time again. But then that moment that you experienced that tough love, that it hurt, you deserve to be in that place.
Yeah.
After all those times that you were given a second chance. So, you know, in those moments, man, just show grace to your kids, especially when you're facing a situation like we're currently facing right now, that we're living in this pandemic, this virus, we're being forced to pretty much stay in our homes. Our kids are, you know, being forced to homeschool. So there are a lot of things that you're having to navigate. but also don't let your kids take advantage of the situation and take advantage of you. They know how to work the system.
Yeah, they do.
They know how to manipulate things. So make sure that you also show them, hey, you know, even though we're all having to deal with something right now, you're still going to deal with consequences when you make bad decisions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything else you want to say?
No. I think this has been, you know, quite a learning experience for all of us this week. And we hope that this brought some value and some insight and maybe awakened you into a way that you can be creative during this time. You know, the structure, and my friend, one of our mentors, Megan Valentine, who always says structure is your friend. You know, it's not that we love structure, but the structure will help you. It will help you guide and navigate through this time and this season. And you'll get a lot accomplished and come on the other side of this better. And so we hope that this added value and encouragement to you today.
Yeah, so we do need you to do a couple things. I know that we're in a time that everybody has some extra time in their hands. Yeah. So we need a favor from you. We're not asking for any kind of financial support, but we are asking you that you take a few moments to rate this episode.
Yeah.
Review it. Take the time to write a review. Whether you like it or not, we'll love to have your input. And then share it. Take a few moments and share these episodes with people that you know it would encourage. We'd love to reach more people. And if you truly believe in this podcast and it's been a blessing to you, you are our best voice right now.
Absolutely.
You know, you are our best voice. And we want to encourage you to join our community on Facebook and Instagram and invite others to come along and do that as well.
Yeah. Would you like to have Parents Initiative presented in the future of your church, your Bible study, or an event that you're hosting? Even an online event, you know, be sure to contact us. You can reach us. Our social media pages, the links are found in the notes.
Yeah, until next week.
We thank you for joining us today, especially those of you that are faithful supporters of Parents Initiative. It's because of you we are able to put this together.
If you'd like to become a supporter, you can click on the link on the description to give now or go to parentsinit.com and scroll to the bottom of the page and click on the donate button. Where you could give a one-time tax-deductible gift or be set up to give monthly.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can subscribe. You can share it with your friends. You can click the share button. Take a screenshot, share it on your social stories, and tag us at Parents Initiative. Thank you so much for joining us today.